Now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your brother through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner, a place to grow as a Christian leader. I'm your host, Roger Price, and today I'm going to talk about fear. In fact, I'm going to talk about what I believe is the greatest fear for most of us. Now, you know, those of you that have been listening to these radio spots for the last couple months, that this is about leadership and leadership development. And certainly, knowing our fears and finding that courage to overcome our fears is a big thing to be a great leader, whether that's just personal leadership or organizational leadership. So, you might be wondering, so what does Roger think is our greatest fear? I think I'll let you wonder about that a little bit. Do you think it might be public speaking? I've been told that public speaking scares people more than death itself, at least a lot of people. And I can recall in my career, the first few times I did public speaking, it was very scary. You know, a friend of mine who used to talk about throwing up, and he's an amazing public speaker. Do you think it might be fear of failure? Fear of rejection? Fear of losing your job? Well, those are all strong fears, but I would say no, no, and no. Here's a clue. Wall Street hates this thing. In fact, I've heard of some companies that have blown away their plan positively, and Wall Street hurts them because they didn't hit their plan. It looks like they don't have control. And so the fear that I believe is the greatest fear I run into with leaders and with pastors and even with myself is the fear of uncertainty. So let me give you some examples of where I started to run into this. About 15 years ago, my mother came down with some illness, and as doctors were starting to look at what it might be, it became apparent that she might have liver cancer, and if she does, it might be really bad, might be terminal. And for about 2 or 3 days, we didn't know if she had terminal liver cancer or not. Well, we did find out, in fact, that she did have terminal liver cancer. And it was, of course, a very sad moment when we all learned this, but I do remember my mom saying, "Well, at least now I know." And that just kind of surprised me. It almost came across as if the not knowing was harder than dealing with that terrible news that I'm going to die. Well, we had a wonderful 4 months with her in hospice care, and I think partly because we knew what we were facing. So here's another example. I've heard that battered women, when they were yet still living with their spouse, their husband, would be fearful for their life. And when after it was all said and done and they left, people would ask, "Were you ever afraid for their life?" And they said, "Well, yes." And of course, the obvious question is, "So why didn't you leave?" And I've heard them say, "What would I do? Where would I go?" The amount of uncertainty in that is huge, and I believe they feared the uncertainty more than they feared the possibility of death. I know that Susan Scott in her book, Fierce Conversations, has an expression I don't quite agree with, but I kind of like it. And the expression is, a problem named is a problem solved. And I think what she's getting at there is when you name a problem, a lot of the fear goes away, even if it's terrible. I've kind of changed that saying to go something like this. A problem named is a problem tamed. Because now I think it has a lot less power, even if it's terrible, like terminal cancer. So what did Jesus have to say about fear and worry? Well, in Matthew 6, 25 through 34, he says this. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food? And the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. It seems to me that Jesus was talking about uncertainty there, and that he's offering us an antidote, a solution, so that we won't have to be so afraid of uncertainty. So next week, I'm going to talk about what I think that antidote is. Maybe you're already guessing what that might be. So if you happen to miss next week's radio spot and you really want to know what I believe the solution, the antidote to this poison is, you can check out missionmagazineradio.com. In the meantime, I invite you to reflect on your fears over this week and see if uncertainty might be at their root. Until next week, I pray that you experience God's rich blessings.